On the phone with us right now, Danielle Hayes, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. How are you this morning, Danielle? You know what? I have to push this button here. You with us there, Danielle?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
I can hear you. You can hear me. So what's stopping us? Let's talk about the wonderful pets, the fur babies you've got at the shelter.
Absolutely. We have some good news coming in this week. Shelby, Patrick, Abraham, and Taffy all went to the Tulsa Humane Society, as well as Britches in Toronto, which are two of our cats that we had. They also went to the Tulsa Humane Society. And then were sent to a rescue group in Michigan, and they flew out last week.
Excellent.
Barbara, one of our long-term, shy but very sweet girls, was adopted last week.
Aww.
And we recently put out a plea on Facebook for dog food, and then we received about 2,500 pounds of dog food in about 48 hours. So thank you to the community. Huge thank you to the community. We really were in desperate need of that.
Yeah, a lot of folks don't think about that, the ways you can help the shelter, like providing food and blankets and little toys and such, that sort of thing.
Yeah, right now we're in a big need for kitty litter and Milk-Bone dog treats. Those are our two big needs right now.
So about how many cats you got?
Right now we just have one.
Oh.
Presley, she's a black female, about 3 years old, and she's a love bug of a kitty. She's very, very sweet. She'll rub her face across the kennel, and she's just happy to see you.
That's adorable. How many dogs?
Let's see. We're full. The short answer is that we're full.
You got lots of pups.
So we have lots of babies to choose from. We have lots of puppies, various ages and sizes available for adoption. We'll have those up. We're going to be posting all of our available animals in the next 2 to 3 days on Facebook. So everybody keep an eye out for that.
Okay, how do folks find your Facebook page?
Just type in Coffeyville Friends of Animals, or just CFA in Coffeyville. Those are the two easiest ways to find us.
I'm a huge fan of shelters. I'm a big believer in adopting rather than buying from a pet store. For instance,
Absolutely. My
boy Monty, he's our black cat. He'll be 4 years old. He is 4 years old, but we'll have had him for 4 years on May 5th. We got him at the North Myrtle Beach Animal Shelter in South Carolina. Diane and I went there just looking to get a cat, and we're walking down the aisle between the cages, and all of a sudden there's this little tiny 8-week-old paw that has grabbed my shirt as I'm walking by. And I turn around, there's this little black cat. His sister is like sleeping in the corner. She was shy, but he had his arm through the bar, grabbed my shirt, looking at me like, "Look no further. You have been claimed." And that was the end of it. Monty went home with us. And then our other cat, Henley, she was on her way to a shelter. And we had like an open line program at the radio station I worked at then. Somebody called and was trying to find a home for her because her owner got a job and he couldn't take the cat with him. And I just thought, well, she's an older cat. She was 8 years. She's 9 now, but she was 8 then. And I didn't want the thought of her having to go to a shelter and then maybe not getting picked. So we brought her home, and she's the queen of the house now. If you know anything about tortoise shells.
Yep, I sure do.
She's a diva, she's vocal, and she's a pain in everybody's butt, but we love her.
Absolutely. Yep, I've got one of those at home myself.
You got a tortie? You have a tortie?
I do. Her name is Skitty, and I got her as a tiny little bottle baby. That's one of my roles at Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Whenever they get bottle babies, especially kittens, usually they end up at my house.
Tortoise shells are not at all shy about letting you know how they feel about things.
No, they are not.
All right, how do folks get in touch with you, Danielle?
All right, let me run down real quick. I've got a couple dogs that I want to talk
about. Oh, sure, yeah, definitely.
Talk about real quick.
Lay them on me.
I've got Ducky, who is a super sweet girl. We believe she is a mix of a Basset Hound and Dachshund and a Pinny. So she is short-legged and stocky, but she's very, very cute. She has a beautiful beige coloring. She's about 1.5 to 2 years old, female. She does great with other dogs and people. Her doggy date night said this about Ducky. Ducky was so sweet. After a few minutes and a hamburger, she warmed right up to us and even played with some toys.
That works for me, too. That works for me, too. A couple minutes and a hamburger. I'm your best friend.
Right. She loved the walks and also enjoyed sitting on the floor for belly rubs.
Aww. Cool.
Then we've got Theo, who is a male pity mix, black, brindle, and white, about 5 to 6 months old. And he is a chunky boy.
Ah.
This guy has a brawny build and a goofy personality. He is dog-friendly, and when he was on his doggy date, he loves hamburgers, ice cream, fries, belly rubs, and jumping.
My kind of boy.
He even stole his date's Dr. Pepper. Yep, and then we've got Troop, who is a neutered male, gray and white, a darling of a dog that gets the zoomies when he's excited. He's a pity mix, about 2 years old. We've got Coop, who is a one-year-old male, a black with a touch of white on his chest. He's a mixed-breed dog, laid back compared to the other shelter dogs. Sweet baby that just needs a chance.
Right.
We've got Bella, who is a gorgeous girl. She is 8 to 10 months old, black with goldish streaks in throughout her coat, has gained quite a bit of weight at the shelter, so she is a little chunky right now.
That'll happen, yeah.
She should be around 35 to 40 pounds, but I think she's closer to the 45 pounds range right now.
Eating good.
Yep. We've got Yogi, who is an 11-month-old, and he is 90 pounds approximately.
Wow.
He is white beige. Super friendly, sweet personality, and we would love to get this puppy out of the shelter and into a home where he can run to his heart's content. He is a big boy in a tiny shelter.
He needs room to go.
He does indeed. We've got two more that I'm going to talk about here real quick. We've got Olivia, who is an Aussie mix. She's gray, brown, white, and black. She is a super sweet girl, about 1.5 years old. And then our darling Dandy, she is a sweet senior girl. She's brindle with some white. She is 12 to 14 years old. She is a geriatric girl for sure. She has arthritis, so she wobbles and limps a little bit, but she can't wait to get a home to take her, to give her lots of pets, let her bathe in the sunshine and sleep on the couch.
Sounds like a sweetheart.
Yes, she's so sweet. She's definitely one of my favorites.
Okay.
But those are the dogs that I'm going to talk about today.
Sounds like quite a crew there. And how do folks get in touch with you? You said your Facebook page, and what's the phone number?
Good phone number for us. You can call or text this number. It is 620-309-4155.
All right, Danielle Hayes, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, telling us about the lovely fur babies they got at the shelter. Give her a call, check out their Facebook page, text them, get the information, and you never know, you might make a love connection. Thank you for sharing with us today, Danielle.
Thank you, Bill.
You betcha.
Have a good day.
You too. Here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.